he's going to do something, and it's going to be to where people are actually going to be arrested. And I know you've been hearing that for a long time, but it will happen.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
Because I have to cut myself off pretty soon. Is he going to declare an insurrection or martial law?
There very well may be some limited form of martial law. I don't know that it's the Insurrection Act, okay, because it is it's been deemed unconstitutional. There's a lot of argument about that, but who knows? President Trump does what President Trump wants to do. Okay, so people can advise him all they want so their face turns blue. At the end of the day, he's his own man. He's going to call his own shots. So he very well may call it an Insurrection Act, but there may be, I foresee, a limited form of martial law, and I don't see any other way around it.
Because they're not going to allow invited to this call.
It's not going to happen. Biden will never be in that White House. That's my promise to each and every one of you. Okay? So when that happens, and that becomes a realization, of course, Soros and group of minions and all their folks in the Black Lives Matter groups and the Antifa groups, of course, they're going to want to start to defend. What happens, you know, where they start burning down cities with a prelude, okay? And so, of course, they have a plan to descend on cities and start burning cities down again. We know that. We know their entire playbook. Okay? So do you think we're going to allow that to happen? No. There will be a limited form of martial law, which would, at that point, there's no more playing games. We're telling you, you have a curfew, and you got to abide by it, otherwise you're going to get shot in the rear end. Okay? And they may be real bullets. Who knows? Okay? But he's not going to allow them to descend on all the cities and burn all of our cities down, for one. And the main reason for that is because if he did allow them to do that, our militia would step up and meet them with great force, and we would therefore find ourselves in a civil war. There's no question about that. Does anybody doubt that?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No, that's what I'm afraid of.
We're down here in the South. Trust me. Everybody's ready.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I've got good friends in Tennessee. They got 120 acres. They're built. They're ready for World War III. I mean, everything. And that's my fallback, actually. Okay?
Yeah.
So, but I don't see it happening because this president has principles. And he stands on those principles. And he will not break them for anyone. And so they picked on the wrong president. That's all I can tell you. The deep state thinks that they control everything, and they practically do. But they picked on the wrong president in this case. Okay? So I encourage everybody to not panic, not worry too much. Apologize for that background noise. I encourage everybody not to panic, for one. And anybody here that's been in the military, God bless you, and again, thank you for your service. And anybody in the military would know the first people to panic on the battlefield are the first people to not make it. Okay. So I encourage you more than anything not to panic. And I understand everybody's scared. Okay. And I'm constantly talking people off the ledge every single day, just like I'm sure all of you are as well.
Yeah.
I would be happy to speak in any way that I may, if you wish, but I like the optics. I like the optics because, one is, you know, the Capitol Hill, the people in that building need to feel the pressure, okay? When you want to get things done, when President Trump wants to get things done, he creates public pressure. I'm part of that public pressure. I'm one of the people that makes certain that it becomes viral, that everybody starts talking about it, okay? The people start yelling and spitting and fighting and kicking and screaming about it, okay? Then when that happens, then they have all of these hundreds of thousands of conversations taking place that proves that this is what the American people are talking about. This is what the American people want. And then he uses that and has used that in many cases for executive orders, okay? I was called by Paula White to put pressure on Mitch McConnell because Mitch McConnell wasn't going to take the Prison Reform Act to the floor. He was going to kill it. She called me and said, put the pressure on him. No problem, Paula. She's a good friend of mine. We put a lot of pressure, and it was literally a day later that he caved and he said, I'm taking the Prison Reform Act to the floor. Okay? It was a miracle. That's how things get done. So you have to create leverage where you don't have it. And right now, you know, we can do a lot of these things. I like the idea. Let's do the indictment. Okay, let's go through the process, but it's going to be a process. That's not going to be the Gordian knot solution, so to speak. But it could certainly be a hell of a nail in their coffin, especially if the process runs through. Okay, but at the same time, there's got to be a multiple front strategy, and that multiple front strategy, I do think, is descend on the Capitol without question. Make those people feel it inside. Okay, so they understand the people are breathing down their neck, and we've had it. And we've got to be perfectly clear about it. Now, I'm not inciting violence or any kind of riots or anything like that, but we need to be loud. It needs to be like Jericho, okay? We need to shout and scream to where the walls fall down at Capitol Hill. That's what this optic needs to look like. And I can promise you, I can make that go so viral, so fast, across the globe. I know people. Trust me, okay? And we know